Hey guys, Scott here with 30 Little Hacks. How you doing? So, I watched a film I've never seen before last night called War Games, starring Matthew Broderick from the early 80s, and he's sort of like this hacker kid who hacks into like a government computer and nearly starts World War III. And it's sort of like a quirky, funny film about like this guy against sort of the government. And as I was watching it, I was sort of reminded of Captain America Winter Soldier. And then I remembered in Captain America Winter Soldier, there's a War Games reference when they're down in the bunker. And it's got sort of, I guess, the iconic line from War Games in it when Black Widow is on the old computer and she goes, shall we play a game? And yeah, the whole, guy against the government and he knows something they don't and all of that. And the whole structure of the film sort of felt like Captain America Winter Soldier in a lot of ways. I was thinking about it and I was thinking, that's interesting. I wonder if they've done that on purpose, and then I thought about other movie references they've done in their films, and obviously in Civil War during the big airport fight scene. Spoilers for some of the Marvel films here, by the way. Spider-Man's just like, you ever seen that really old movie, The Empire Strikes Back? With the walking thingy on the snow planet, and then he wraps his webs around Ant-Man's legs, and Iron Man and War Machine punch him in the head and knock him on his back. You know that bit? And then you sort of you think about it, and Civil War is sort of like the Empire Strikes Back of like the MCU up to now. It's sort of the dark middle chapter, isn't it? Where like the team's broken up, and it doesn't have like a big flashy sort of, things falling out of the sky, sort of ending. It's very personal. It's like the Vader-Luke confrontation on Bespin, where they're in this sort of Russian sort of facility with just Iron Man and Captain America like going back and forth at each other. You're just there, just like, oh man, this is breaking my heart. So I was like, okay, that's interesting. And so then I thought, well, the Russos have done another film recently, a little film called Infinity War. And I was thinking, is there a reference in there to another film? And then I thought, of course, Spider-Man makes the whole Aliens reference. And so what I decided to look at was like the plot of Aliens, because I have seen Aliens, but it's been a few years and I've only seen it once. And so I looked up the plot of Aliens, and it starts with, it starts with Ripley in a ship just floating in space until she's picked up. And I was like, oh, flip. Like, that is totally what happens to Thor at the beginning. If Thanos is the Xenomorph who comes in and kills all of her crew, then the Guardians are like, what, the Wayland Corporation? Is that what they're called in Aliens? I think so. Who pick up Ripley, and I was like, I have to imagine that's been done on purpose. And then I looked at it a little bit more and I was thinking, well, not a huge amount lines up here. I guess there's a few little things, in that Ripley finds that she's lost everyone. So her character there and what she's been through is very similar to Thor, because he's lost a lot of people already, but then after Thanos' attack, he's lost everyone. And so that's quite similar. So I was like, okay, interesting. And then obviously on the planet, she finds Newt and she's protecting Newt and doing everything she can. And they, again, this is massive spoilers for Infinity War. I hope you took my warning from earlier. They go to Nidavellir, the sort of the planet of the dwarfs, and they find that Eitri is the only survivor, and that Thanos killed everyone else. So I was like, I guess that's a little bit similar to like the fact that Newt is the sole survivor and everyone else has been killed. So I was like, okay, there's something there. But then also like Newt becomes a surrogate daughter to Ripley in the film, you know, and she sort of fills that void. And I was thinking, well, Thor didn't have a daughter or a son, but he did have a brother and a best friend that he lost, and he sort of gets like a new sort of brother figure or a new like best friend sort of in Rocket Raccoon and Groot, doesn't he? A bit more in Rocket just because they have more interactions, and Groot is mostly there to say I am Groot in the background and walk around playing a video game. But I was like, okay, that's quite interesting. And yeah, I'm sure there's a lot more there, but that's what I picked up. that's just hilarious, isn't it? Yeah, I might at some point do a deeper dive into these films and how, you know, Captain America Winter Soldier looks heavily at War Games, Civil War, Empire, and then this at Aliens. But for now, yeah, isn't that cool?